Welcome to another Train to Game radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with Train to Game game design student Chris Robinson, who's been on work placement at DR Studios for the past 8 weeks. So, how's it been working in the game development studio?
It's been a fantastic experience. I've learned so much in such a small space of time. I've got so much experience from it. And in fact, it's the experience that I've got from it I can definitely apply to my coursework.
So what have you been doing on a day-to-day basis?
A lot of stuff. I mean, each day is different. You're always doing different things. It's like one day you'd be editing levels, creating levels in level design, or you'd be doing iPitch research, iPitch documents. So every day is definitely different and challenging at the same time.
What have your highlights of the placement been?
Definitely working alongside an experienced team. Getting the vital experience and knowledge from the lead designer, Mete, that's been a real experience for me.
And what surprised you?
Definitely the work ethic. You've got to work hard. There's no slacking at all. It's very challenging, and it's long hours. But it's enjoyable, really enjoyable.
So the experience of the long hours and the amount of work has to be done hasn't put you off wanting to get into the games industry?
No, and I mean a lot of students think that design role is, you know, sugar-coated. It really isn't. There's a lot of jobs that I can't stand, but because I'm that passionate about it, I do it. And, you know, the good ever comes to bad. That's why I think, I mean, there's a lot of students on the forum who think that, you know, it's like an easy job or sugar-coated. And you just gotta realise, and if you've got the opportunity to attend a placement, you need to take it with both hands. You need to go for it. There's no point sitting at home and turning these chances down. This getting experience like this is gold dust on your CV.
How have you used the skills you've learned with Train to Game?
Probably the only thing that I've managed to take a bit from the coursework is maybe the pitch documents. But like I said to a lot of people in the studio, the pitch documents in the coursework are completely different to the actual real pitches you do in the studio. But you can take, there is a lot of information in the coursework that you can take over and use, but it's definitely different. You've really got to adapt to it.
So what's next for you?
Basically going home, going back to my normal job. Hopefully, you know, with the knowledge and the experience I've got from this placement, and hopefully soon I can complete this diploma, I can get ready and start applying for either a junior design role or QA.
Do you think the experience you've gained will help you achieve that?
Definitely. Like I said, you need the experience. You need to. The students, what I've got, I know the students, what, you know, they've got other commitments, but if you're a student and you've got free time and you can, you know, there's no excuse for travelling. If you get an opportunity to attend a placement, you've got to go for it and you've got to work hard. You're not going to get anything on the plate.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.